إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we come to the last part of the series on planning, on livelihood planning, which is the part of the roadmap. And the roadmap has to do with the short-term goals that will lead to the final long-term goal. So the vision that you had, so the process you went through was, you did the vision, and then you looked at, you did a SWOT, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, and then you analyzed the SWOT in terms of how it applies to the vision, and what attitude and behavior changes are required. And then you looked at, now at the time, at the roadmap. Now, essentially, a roadmap must have three things. One is the short-term goal itself. What needs to be done? The greater the amount of clarity with that, the better the rate of success. So the short-term goal must be very, very clear. What should be done? You can have a very wonderful long-term vision, very inspiring, but if it is not supported by very clear short-term goals, then the vision will not be achieved. The short-term goals will sabotage the achievement of the vision. So the short-term goals are very important. Second element of the roadmap is that the short-term goal must have a timeline. What must be done by when? So it's very important that by when is very important, because otherwise the goal is really just a good intention or something. It's not a goal. So by when is very, very important. And the third thing, which is perhaps even more important, is to actually put a name of a person to say who will do it. So what must be done? By when must it be done? And who will do it? These are the three elements of the roadmap which are very critical. People need to take responsibility to do something specifically. And by such and such a time, I will accomplish this goal. Otherwise, the goals won't happen. Everyone thinks, for example, it's a very common thing that you find that when you form meetings on some issue, you say, let's have a brainstorming meeting or something to look at this difficulty or this challenge or that challenge. Very often, if you just listen to the language of the people, you can make out whether that meeting is going anywhere. 9 times out of 10, if not 10 times out of 10, all the meetings I have attended, especially if these meetings have to do with issues of Muslims, issues of Islam, greater social issues, whatever, invariably the language you will hear is, we should do this, or you should do this. Just watch the language. Humko aisa karna chahiye. Nahi, aap aisa kahi ko nahi karte. You will never hear somebody standing up and saying, acha, main ye karta hun. I take ownership for this. Almost never. You will always hear this, like, why don't you do, or we should do, and you can take it from me in writing that nothing will be done. Why? Because it's always somebody else's responsibility. You should do. Who is that you? Somebody has to stand up and say, I will do this, whatever it is. Until that happens, there is no result. So invariably, what must be done? Even though this whole issue of saying, we should do this, may be absolutely bang on. On target, absolutely bang on, very clear. But no one is taking responsibility for it. It's very important, if you have an idea and it's a good idea which you want to share, but you are very clear that you are not going to be doing it, say it upfront. I will give you the idea, that's it. Take it or leave it. I am not going to do it, I don't have the time to do it, I don't have the ability, whatever. But here is an idea, if you want to use it, use it. So say that upfront, clear. So what must be done specifically, by when must it be done, and who is taking responsibility to do it? These are the three critical elements of the roadmap. Inshallah, if we follow this process, then I have no doubt that inshallah we will be successful. As I said, we are not saying that it will not be difficult, but it will be worthwhile. So that's very important to keep that in mind, because it's another one of our, especially our modern ways of thinking, is that we are focused on quick results. But unfortunately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't make the world like that. Usually anything which is significant takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. And time can be quite substantial. Not measured in days or weeks, maybe measured in years. So one has to have that ability to sustain. And that is the reason why it's also very important when we are in the roadmap, the short-term goals are important, because it gives you at least some sense of achievement. So we got this one, we got this one, we got this one. Otherwise, if you have just one goal, then that one goal, God knows, maybe it won't even happen in your lifetime. Then what do you do? How do you sustain the enthusiasm of yourself and the team? So it's important to have the short-term goals and celebrate them and say, yes, alhamdulillah, we achieved this much. Because that keeps your energy up and it keeps your enthusiasm going. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to save us from things which by themselves end up in defeating our purpose. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with this and to enable us to do that which pleases Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.